So what were you talking about when you just now?
About awareness, that it doesn't want to come when I want to.
Right.
And what's the object of awareness?
It's a reality.
Yeah, one by one. Otherwise, awareness is only the word awareness.
Mm-hmm. But Ajahn, you said that the point is not to see the things as they are, but what the things are. Why is that? What the things are, you mentioned as the point, not the...
Yeah, hardness is hardness. The thing is hardness and it is hard. Nobody can change its characteristic. And hardness cannot belong to anyone because it arises and falls away in split seconds as well.
But it still seems like my hardness, my body.
When
it appears? Or?
At the moment when it appears, like now, is there any idea that it's me?
Mm-hmm. There it is.
And when there is understanding, it's no one. And it cannot belong to anyone at all because it's only hardness arising and then other things after that. But since awareness arises and falls away unknowingly, so there is no understanding of what follows it instantly, like thinking about it, like it's me, or the idea of that's me, after the hardness appear.
But what do you think? Because the impinging is cetasika, and this is nama.
What is this?
When I talk the hardness.
Okay, what appears?
It is cetasika and citta. It is nama, so...
No time to think about that because only hardness is appearing, see?
Yeah.
At moment when hardness appears, no time to think about other things. And the moment of hardness appearing, it means that there must be a reality which experiences hardness.
Yes.
Otherwise, hardness cannot appear at all. Only that, no time to think about anything at that very moment. But after that, they can be thinking about hardness. So if the understanding of hardness as it is now, is it you? Or does it belong to you? Or it's only hardness, a reality?
One more hot water.
And at moment of hardness without thinking, there's no glass, no table, no one at all. Only moment which hardness is appearing. And at that moment, the idea of understanding that hardness cannot appear at all if there is no experiencing at that very moment. Just in a moment, there are only the experiencing and that which is experienced. In a moment only, because a moment of experiencing hardness, there is no thinking about it either. So the study of the teachings, not like other thing else, only understanding what Buddha taught or spoke about realities right now. Nothing to do at all. Just understands.
And Peter, how did you find the discussion yesterday?
Yeah, it was tense. That's good. It actually really is a hot seat, you know.
Did I suggest it would be a hot seat?
It was.
I gave you the warning.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And when you and Wojtek were driving here and talking about the discussion yesterday and the ideas, what did you think?
I actually agree with Ajahn that it really is just about being conscious of what citta and cetasika is right now.
To me, if we talk about just one word at a time, one can get more and more understanding about it. Otherwise, it's always getting across that we might think that we understand clearly, but actually it's not enough at all. As well as at this moment, if we talk about visible object, What idea about it? Just the word visible object. That which is now seen, right?
Yeah.
So there's no one at all. If there's no thinking about the nimitta, the sign or the mark of the arising and falling away of it. But how come to be person and things without the arising and falling away of realities? There's nothing. But since now it seems like there is a seeing and there are people here, so actually there is that which can be seen, but it arises and falls away in split seconds. Nothing is left except the mark or the sign of that which is seen. But the reality which is seen falls away moment to moment.
Yeah, that's anatta.
And is that panya right understanding?
It is,
Enough or not enough?
Yeah, enough.
Not enough yet.
Not enough.
Not enough at all.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you
better than nothing. Though,
yeah,
right?
yeah. It's good enough.
Can it be stronger and sharper? The understanding.
Yeah, it could be. Mm-hmm. I think it could.
If there is no thinking about it anymore, can that be conditioned to have strong understanding or sharp understanding of whatever appears right now?
If there's no thinking about it, there can be no strong.
Just once one heard about it, that's not enough.
That's not enough.
Yeah. Until it comes to be object of right understanding that it's so true. Because in reality, if we just talk about visible object, it's like we do understand what it is, but actually, who is seen? What is seen? Is it just visible object? When the panya, right understanding, is not sharp enough, it cannot know the difference between moments of seeing and moment of thinking at all. At this moment of seeing, do you have to label Kun Jagrit or Kun Michael or Kun Peter? No, not at all. But the idea is there. That's why there is nimitta, the shape and form of what is seen, a bit at a time, until it comes to be one person or one thing. So fast, see how citta arises and falls away. So the understanding of no self means that at moment of seeing, there is no self who sees, only that which experiences visible object, and the visible object cannot be anyone at all, just that which can see among all other realities. There is only one reality which can be seen right now, whenever there is seeing. And this is right understanding, to see that no one there in visible object and in seeing. And the other moment, no one there who thinks about it, only thinking conditions. So life is like this, experiences objects through six Tao rays, that's all.
It's like, I know this because I've heard about it before, so I understand what you're saying, but this is just intellectual
intellectual,
from the shift from understanding in the intellectual level and bhavana, you know, like the...
And so what is meant by bhavana?
I mean, like, you know, realization of that, just...
Suddenly, or...
Well, that's the thing, the shift from that to that, this is...
What do you mean by shifting?
From the intellectual level...
Right now?
Sorry?
Right now? Shifting right now?
Well, but that's the question, how to shift from intellectual understanding.
No one who is shifting.
Yeah, no one is shifting, but there has to be this kind of changeover.
The understanding grows. For example, now, we are talking about seeing. What about hearing and sound? See? No idea again.
Yeah.
What about thinking?
Yeah.
No idea again. So it's just one moment to another moment that right understanding can grow. From one object to another object, until all objects become just object of experiencing. It's not that which experiences.
So is there a time when, let's say, the ego, that self, is totally, let's say, forgotten.
Forgotten or eradicated?
Or eradicated, yeah.
At the moment of Sotapanna, Makkah.
Yeah, so it's just only that. But before Sotapanna,
the idea of self is very gradually eliminated by understanding. Yeah. Without understanding, it's still someone or something, and the story of her reality is all the time.
But before Sotapanna,
there must be Vipassana Jnana.
Yeah, but there are like gradual people who have more understanding or less understanding.
Panjana knows whether it grows or not, or whether it understands what's object. For example, sound at this moment is the panya which understands sound as no sound, and then sound and no sound, where it was the sound which arose just a moment ago. See, never come back.
Yeah.
So one just lives in the world of just experiencing reality very shortly. That's the way to understand no self at all, no things at all, only different moments of experiencing an object all the time. And thinking the objects there last. That's right or wrong?
Thinking the object is there and lasts, is that right or wrong?
If it lasts, it doesn't last because it's gone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It cannot last.
Mm-hmm. So when it's not the precise understanding of the characteristic of a reality, it's only thinking about it.
Yeah. Of the point.
For example, one might say that hardness does not last. It's hard, it arises, and it falls away. But that is thinking about hardness. It's not the moment of touching.
So all the reality is sunyata, it's empty, right? Because it's
at moment when there is right understanding of it.
Yeah.
To say that it's gone.
So it's
empty. So now, what is gone? Now what is gone?
A reality
which appears to awareness. Panya sees that no more, because as soon as there is awareness, it's gone. As fast as that. What about the idea? I see Khun Gabby blinks. See? Khun Gabby and then blinks.
Yeah.
Actually, it's only visible object and thinking. So, right understanding has to be there. No Khun Gabby, only visible object, see, and then thinking of another moment. Blinking is another moment, see. Khun Gabby does a blink and then she blinks, see. The rupa there from moment to moment changes. And it's not only thinking, it can be sharp, keen understanding which directly experiencing from moment to moment that visible object is not anyone. And different ones too, from no blinking and then blinking. See?
Oh yeah, but the other people, they are, they are like, well, it is said that they are satta or atta. The other people, they are atta. So they can think, they can feel, and they can attain sotapanna and arahant, right? So. It's like, if we say it's just, the question is, is it just reality as it comes to my senses?
To your sense, no.
To the eye, or
at
is
moment
it,
of seeing,
at moment
seeing
of,
sees, no you.
Yeah, alright. But is it, it's like, you know, there is this solipsism, so it's like everything is created by, well, not me, but by the reality and by the perception of reality.
What conditions seeing to arise?
Condition?
What condition yes. seeing to arise?
Well, rupa, the
not
the,
rupa.
The shape. I mean the
not
shape.
Not rupa. No, not the shape.
Visible object, eye, light, and manasikara.
Yes, rupa is
just in the moment of seeing.
Not the rupa, the matter. Rupa is like.
Rupa
is
a which
shape
is seen,
also.
Not shape. If we think that, if we understand that rupa, citta arises 17 moments, one rupa falls away, how fast it is. Because the gap between seeing and hearing, citta arises more than 17 moments. So the rupa which seems there, like someone or something, actually it falls away so fast. When we talk about the, what do you call it, lifespan of rupa, or what do you call it?
Yeah, the lifespan of rupa.
Yeah, and think that, oh, it 17 moments of citta. When it arises, citta arises 17 moments, and that rupa falls away. It seems long, 17 moments, but it's so fast, yeah. So rupa does not stay long enough to be anyone at all.
And Peter, when you were talking about this person or that person becoming a sotapanna, who becomes a sotapanna?
Yes, that's my question, yeah.
So it's my question to you.
Is there an atta other than me? That's the question.
Well, the question is, yesterday we talked about how really there is only citta, cetasika and rupa.
Yeah.
So if there's only citta, cetasika and rupa, who or what becomes a sotapanna?
Well, that's my question. You rephrased my question very good. So,
so like now we agreed yesterday, actually it's just one citta experiencing an object followed by another citta, right? So at the moment of enlightenment, it's just another citta arising and falling away, followed by another citta and another citta. So just citta. Just like now, so now there's citta of seeing and thinking. That moment of enlightenment is a moment of citta arises and experiences nibbana and falls away. So that's why yesterday I was saying to Alberto, even the enlightenment citta is sankhara, is dukkha.
So the question, okay.
So whatever we're talking about, whatever subject, no atta, no.
So why all this? Why is it that the all this exists? Like, why there is dukkha and why there is samsara? Why there is cittas and cittasikas? Why all this?
I think the question is, why is there attachment and ignorance now? That would be a better question. Because of ignorance and attachment, there is samsara.
Then I would say, why is ignorance? Why there is ignorance?
Because it's conditioned to arise now.
Yes, so why is it conditioned? You know, it's. I want to.
Because it's been the ultimate beginning of everything.
Because it's been accumulating for.
I'm sorry.
There isn't.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying there isn't, but it isn't explained.
It's been accumulated for aeons, that's all we can
say. That's what
it's always been accumulated.
Said,
yeah. From life to life. And even if there was no life on earth, still ignorance would be accumulated and. Different planes of existence.
Mm. Is it necessary to know the answer? What is the ultimate beginning of things?
Because then it might help.
Help understand the present moment?
Yeah, because it's like the basis. If you know the foundation of how it started, you might know how to get
wouldn't
out
it
of it.
Wouldn't just be thinking that?
It wouldn't be the reality.
Wouldn't just be a piece of intellectual knowledge.
Just like the Buddha, and he said that he only he only gives the leaf, the handful of leaves, mm-hmm. and he's got the whole forest.
Right. He
knows that.
He could
that.
Know anything he put his mind to.
He just gives this.
But what does he put in the leaves? He puts what is necessary for understanding to develop in order to become enlightened.
Yeah.
So what is necessary is not what he could, if he wished, determine about the beginning, but about reality now.
And that was also said, like the forest in the hand is like four noble truths, what he teaches.
Yeah.
And the rest leaves, even that he knows everything or so much, that it's why it's not so
relevant.
Important, relative, because it's not pertaining to the holy life, to the goal. So he leave it.
Do you think that reality right now cannot be understood?
It can be, but it's not by me, so, but it can be understood.
So what understands?
I agree, nothing understand. I mean,
Panya understands.
Not me, for sure.
Right. Chita, Chetasika, Panya.
It's just a question, you know, there's always this question about why, because maybe it's the nature of citta, of mind, that it wants to know why. I don't know why, but it wants to know why. So.
Why or what?
Why is there samsara? Why is it?
What is
why
this in reality?
What,
not
why.
Why
or
it's
or
here.
Why all? Why all exists?
Why or what? For why? Example. Why this or what is this?
What is this? I can understand.
Can this be understood?
Yeah.
Okay, what is that?
Oh, that's just rupa and.
No word rupa, because it's seen.
Well, yeah, but this is a matter, right?
But we don't have to think about matter or rupa. It's seen right
now. Yeah, so
now.
It's a visual object.
We don't name it or call it visible object at all. No need to say anything.
Yeah.
But there is a reality at this moment of seeing.
Yeah.
And that is a reality which can be only seen.
Yeah.
By citta, which sees it, no one there.
But why does it cease?
No why? Because it's a reality. You didn't make it up.
I didn't.
So who make it up? No one. But there are conditions for its arising. Before knowing that, one should know what reality is there.
What Ajahn's saying is the answer to the why question is going to be a story. The answer to the what question is direct. Can be known by direct understanding.
Yeah, all right.
So,
no why yet?
Yeah, I mean, no why is relevant because why is a story of the past.
At the moment of why is not the understanding the nature of it at all. Because one thing about why, but why what? Why of what?
Why the origin of it?
Citta is arising and thinking about object.
After seeing?
Yeah.
Or even without seeing can think?
Yeah. Because citta has a variety.
Mm-hmm.
There are different cittas.
Variegated,
yeah. So that I mean that when you use it intellectually, but it's only citta thinking.
So yeah, it's
difficult to say it's very conventional.
But it helps, right? With the intellectual level can help Panya to arise.
But
right?
Not why.
No, oh, okay. Let's leave why. Okay. It's
the intellectual level of what, not the.
Right? Of why, yeah.
Because
the
direct level is what.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the intellectual level of what. It's not. A story.
Yeah, I got it.
And what about practice? What is bhavana?
Whoa, you might translate it differently.
So what do you understand bhavana to be?
It's a development. Development of panya and sati and stuff like that. Yeah?